And welcome back to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the Greater Philadelphia Salvation Army, we have its Divisional Secretary, Major Tawny Cowan-Zanders. And welcome back, Major.
I am so happy to be here. I was glad to see that we were going to be able to talk again and to share about what's happening in Greater Philadelphia.
Gosh, it's been, I hate to say it, it's been probably a year since we last hooked up. And at that time, we were in person. This time, of course, we're doing it virtually. Are you doing okay during the COVID time?
Actually, the Salvation Army is doing okay. You know, when COVID happened, my daughter often mentions that it was Friday the 13th when her whole world went up. That was their last day of school. But, you know, the Salvation Army didn't get an opportunity to quarantine because the people that we serve did not have the option to be quarantined. And so we just had to lean into it. We knew that people were going to be hungry. We knew that people needed us, and people needed a sense of hope, right? Because things happened really fast, right? Things that we never could have imagined was going to happen, happened. And we just had to stay focused on serving our community. And since then, we have served over 3 million meals to our community, which is just astounding. And yet we call it 3 million acts of love to the community. That's how we like to look at it. And so we just got the job done.
You know, I'm going to mention stereotypes here. When somebody thinks of the Salvation Army, they think military uniforms and a trumpet and a tuba. They think about a summer camp, or they think about, the Red Kettles. And we're going to talk about the Kettle Campaign. But we forget you were founded for times of crisis, and you're ready to act in emergencies. And this, I think, qualifies as an emergency. So let's get into the mission and the programming.
Absolutely. You know, the Salvation Army, our mission is to meet human needs, and it looks differently throughout the world because there are different problems throughout the world. It looks different within one state, depending upon what's happening within your local community. We are here to meet human needs. And when COVID happened, again, we didn't have the opportunity to stop. We needed to make sure that the people in our shelters were still taken care of. They still needed a place to live. We're very proud that none of our services stopped. Some of them looked a little differently, but none of them stopped. We were able to house within our shelters. We're 250 families. They knew they were safe there. Within our senior residences, we had 264 seniors who knew that they were in a safe place, and we took care of them. All of our various case management programs, because we have some intensive case management programs that if we were to take a break for 7 months, those individuals would have been in major crisis. And so we kept on doing it. Sometimes we did it in person, but we were able to do it virtually. Thank God that we exist in a time where we have Zoom, or we have, you know, so many different ways to connect with each other. We were always on the phone, and we were feeding. You know, as I said, we've fed over 3 million meals. And the way that we did that to keep everybody safe, we did it socially distance wise. You know, we did it outside. We let people come and pick it up. And we offered that hope. And even we did our education, because you know that the kids had to all of a sudden stop school, and they had to work from home, and they didn't necessarily have the skills at home for those to be able to help them. So we were able to do things virtually for them. We were able to open up our buildings so that the kids can come in so that we can help them with their homework. And for kids who didn't have internet, we were able to get a donor who purchased hotspots and data for them. So we just had to think outside of the box very fast, and we just did it because we knew that our community was depending upon the service that the Salvation Army provided, and we couldn't fail.
I always liken you to that holistic doctor. You treat everything, and you treat everyone from very young to very, very old. You mentioned kids and seniors there. Do you want to talk just a little bit about how the Salvation Army is set up around here? Talk a little bit about the centers, and again, pre-COVID, all the places that we would find you.
Absolutely. Well, you'll still find us in those areas, which is what makes it so amazing. You know, we have 9 worship and service centers throughout Greater Philadelphia, including Darby and West Philadelphia and Roxboro and Center City and Kensington, up on Rising Sun, on Wissahickon Avenue, the Croc Center. We're spread all out throughout the city. We're in South Philadelphia in the Grays Ferry area. So those are places where you can come in and you can receive, you know, emergency assistance. You can receive guidance. That's where we have education programs happening out of there. But then we also have 2 emergency shelters. We have a supportive housing program. We have sites throughout the city, apartments where individuals live, and we do case management with them. We have our 2 senior residences where we're working with the seniors, keeping them safe. And we also have a shelter in a location that we don't share the address, but for those who have been trafficked. And then we also have a drop-in center for individuals who have been trafficked. And it is a large scope, but it's all focused on helping individuals rise above where they are right now. We don't see people for their current circumstance. We see them as the person that they were created to be. And our job is just to walk alongside them. Sometimes it might be for one time. Sometimes it might be a few months. Sometimes it might be several months. But our job is to stand in the gap for them until they're able to stand on their own.
It's so much beyond a blanket or counseling at an alcohol or addiction meeting or a hot meal. It's you provide total wraparound social services to these people.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you can't just look at one piece, right? That's just putting a Band-Aid on the issue. You have to get to the root of the problem, the root of the issue. And again, some people, it is long-seated trauma. Some people, it's those who may have lost their job right now during the COVID time, or maybe they're just laid off. And so we have to look at each person. It's not a blanket, but we have to look at each person. And quite honestly, that stems from the fact that we believe as people of faith that God created us as individual people, and we are unique and we are beautiful and we have hopes and we have dreams. So we want to connect people to those hopes and dreams and find out who they are in order to help them grow.
Let's talk about the most vulnerable people of all. And you mentioned it, your human trafficking programs. And again, that's not something that one thinks of the Salvation Army with, but yet you work with law enforcement and you work with other social agencies. And this is a huge area. Do you want to talk a little bit about that programming?
Oh, sure. We are so proud of that work. Not proud in the sense that, because quite honestly, we wish we didn't have to do it, right? But we know that it's hard for people to wrap their heads around the fact that the average age of entrance into prostitution is age 12. And that is, when you see that, when you consider that, you realize that these individuals have been trafficked since they were 12 years old. And in order for them to survive each day, they have to medicate themselves. Our bodies weren't built to be in that environment. And so in order for them to survive, so yes, many struggle with various addictions because they're just trying to survive. They can't get out. So much mental trauma, so much physical trauma to their body. And that's not that's not a warm and fuzzy help, right? That's not something that people like to think about, because it isn't something like, I'm going to go and help at a soup kitchen, right? That's something that makes people feel good. But we're proud that we see the need, and that we dive in and we say we want to help them, because we see these people as not as what they are right now, what they are presenting, but again, what God created them to be. And so within our drop-in center, we are a safe and sacred space where people, where individuals can come. There aren't any questions asked. There aren't any judgments. The only thing we're there to do to say, can we help you overcome where you're at? And sometimes it might take a few visits, because it's about trust. We have to build trust with these victims. They need to know that we are that safe and sacred space. Even though we say it, they need to know that. And then we're able to do case management with them. So shared, we have our sheltering program, where those who are ready to leave the life, where they can go and they can start to learn skills and that sort of thing. We also work with the Philadelphia Police Department through the PAD program, where when someone is arrested, they can come to us and they don't have to get a record. We can work through the program with them so that they don't have now this on their record. And it is phenomenally successful. And so again, I say that we're proud, but we're proud of it because we know that we are standing in the gap for people who otherwise would not have anybody.
And these people, it's not just that they're going to have mental and physical health issues and lack skills and interpersonal relationship skills. They've been groomed since they were 12 years old, but also it's just the mundane of a bed to sleep in and maybe a driver's license, a personal ID. All of that is included in this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, we look at the person as a whole, and we look at what do we need to help them? What do we need to give them to help them overcome this lifestyle? And often it is about ID, because those who are hurting these people, they're going to take these things away from them. And so we go with them. You know, it's not just us doing it for them. It's us walking alongside of them. You know, there's the phrase, if you give a man, you know, a fish, you feed them for the day. When you teach them how to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. And so we want to help these individuals to learn how to advocate for themselves. But I think it begins with, though, helping them to understand that they are worthy, because so many of them have stopped seeing the worth within themselves. And so we want them to understand they are worthy, that we won't give up on them, that God doesn't give up on them, and that they shouldn't give up on themselves.
We're talking about sexual human trafficking, and there's other types as well. Employment trafficking is out there. Mm-hmm. So many populations.
Absolutely. We do all of it. You know, it's not just, obviously, sometimes when people think of trafficking, they only think of sexual trafficking, but there's also, you know, labor trafficking, and we're called in on those cases as well. So anytime that somebody has used another human being as a piece of property, to raise money off of them, to earn money off of them, that is trafficking.
And that can be in a salon. It can be on a road crew, or in a landscape situation. You just don't know.
It happens, and it happens right here. Again, I think a part of the issue of it's hard for people to understand that it's still happening is because they think that it's happening over there, right? Over there means across the sea, but it's happening right here in Greater Philadelphia, and we need to recognize it in order for us to be able to combat it.
When we go to your website, which is a real easy one, bless you, saphilly.org, Salvation Army, saphilly.org. What do you offer there for people who maybe they realize that they are in this situation and they need help? Or if someone needs more information, just to learn what it is and how you can help.
Absolutely. They can go on our site. We have everything listed there. They can, it's very easy for them to find. They can reach out to us. They can call us. They can just send an email and we will be there for them. And it will list all of the various services that we provide.
And that was where I should say that this is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and we're talking with Major Tawny Cowan Zanders. She is Divisional Secretary for the Greater Philadelphia Salvation Army. And whether you are looking for help, whether you are offering help, whether it be your time or your money, if you would like more information about their programming and how you can help that, or if you're looking for information about their anti-human trafficking, just go to saphilly.org. Salvation Army Philly, saphilly.org. Okay, well, I just threw everybody to the website, and we're talking via Zoom today. So what else has gone virtual? All the programming that you offer for families, again, to help them get on their feet, your job training, your programs, your children's programming, the arts and music, et cetera, how are you handling all of these? And how are you handling seniors who rely on your centers for companionship and a meal and connectivity?
So, you know, again, we have our senior housing. So those are two of our largest senior programmings where the seniors are there and we're housing them and providing services for them as they need it, and helping them to negotiate through a very scary time. And for our seniors who are in our local worship and service centers, obviously we had to limit the number that can come in, but we were still open. So we just had to figure out when someone could come in. Those who we couldn't, who couldn't come in, and a lot of them, you know, were afraid. So we checked up on them. We would take them food, just making sure that they know that they haven't been forgotten, because many are afraid. Those of us who are of a healthy age, right, who maybe don't have to worry about it too much, we're afraid as well. You know, I was just telling someone that my nails are so dry because of always using hand sanitizer, right? So we're afraid as well. But it's especially important for our seniors who maybe not don't quite understand what's happening. And so we need to make sure that we keep on connecting to them. And the same with all of the other families that we have coming into our buildings. We're always connecting with them. We know that right now, our Christmas season, last year we served about 7,500 families. We expect to serve about 10,000. And so we need to make sure that we are there, and that, and so what we did in order to keep everybody safe is that we took our applications online, and it's virtual, and you can go to saphilly.org and you can, you know, sign up there, because we, you know, back in March when this first started, our team, we were hopeful that this would not go on long, but we were also realistic as well. So we needed to think of different ways that we could make sure that those who come to us and need our assistance, that they would be able to be assisted.
Let's talk about the holidays, because I think I alluded to, of course, that stereotype. We always think about the Salvation Army at this time of the year because we see the bell ringers out mm-hmm. there. And the campaign is going to end up, well, started early this year. I mean, you even had to take your Celebrate Hope annual luncheon was taken virtual November 17th. And that's a big kickoff. How are you handling the bell ringing this year?
So as you would know, that there are many challenges, and there are challenges because there are closed retail stores. There's less foot traffic. A lot of people are doing shopping online. You can't blame them. People are carrying less cash and coins, and people are more reluctant to walk up to a stranger and to put something into a kettle because we're trying to keep that distance, right? So there is a concern because that means that one of our major fundraisers that service our community throughout the year, not just providing Christmas support, there are challenges. But thinking ahead, we did a lot of things virtually. We are encouraging people to go online to our safphilly.org. They can donate online. They can also donate through Apple Pay or Google Pay. That it will be on all of our kettle signs. Those who are standing there helping us with our kettles, of course, they will be wearing masks. We'll be making sure that every time somebody gives something, we will be sanitizing the location to keep everybody safe. People can donate. They can text to Kettle, K-E-T-T-L-E, to 91999. They can assist us in that way. They can even, in regards to donating toys, they can go online, purchase a toy, and they can send it directly to one of our locations, which is great, right? You just have to hit send and mail it to us, and we'll get it. You can also drop off toys at our 4050 Conshohocken Avenue address. So there are many different ways, as well as Walmart is actually doing a roundup. So when you shop at Walmart and they ask you whether or not you want to round up your purchase to the Salvation Army, you just have to say yes. And that's a way that you can drop coins without dropping coins.
Shipping toys directly to you. What a wonderful idea. And you are the first group we think of when it comes to Christmas. We always think about the Salvation Army. And yet this big Christmas campaign, it's what's funding all of these programs throughout the year. Those meals in July, the camps for the kids. You have to rely on the money that comes in now to fund all of this great programming. And it does take a lot of money, and it takes a lot of hours too. And you've got some wonderful volunteers, and I'm sure you're looking for more. But do you want to talk a little bit about your big volunteers and the people who help you?
Yes. So we are always looking for volunteers. It's obviously a little bit different now because of COVID and wanting to keep everybody safe. But if someone is interested, they can go on to safphilly.org. There is a volunteer section and we can reach out and we can see how we can fit you into it. We always call our volunteers, they are the army behind the army. We have those who are our staff who are working daily, but the needs are too great. We certainly can't do it alone. And we really encourage individuals who want to feel safe. We can assure them that we follow all of the CDC guidelines and make sure that we're all completely safe. But if that's something that they feel that they would like to do, again, go on to safphilly.org, go to the volunteer section, and we can reach out to see what could fit your needs.
Well, this year's annual luncheon had to go viral. And anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, absolutely. We were so grateful that we were able to honor two stalwart individuals within our community, Rami Diaz and Aldustus Jordan. We honored them and thanked them for the amazing work that they do throughout the community, but also what they do for the Salvation Army, but most importantly, for what they do for the individuals that the Salvation Army serves every day. Because of people like them, when on March 13th, we find out that we have to start massively feeding the community, that's the reason why the Salvation Army was able to respond right away, the reason why we were able to lean in and not have to wring our hands and figure out how we were going to do it. It's because of work like Rami and Aldustus and the hundreds of others, donors and people who make the Salvation Army the army behind the army.
And of course, we're talking about individuals there, but great businesses can get behind the effort as well, because you're helping your community, because the community is only as strong as the person least fortunate on the block.
Absolutely. And really companies, they can do things. They can work together to send toys directly to us. They can also set up a virtual kettle, and they can learn about how to do that at safphilly.org. They can set up a virtual kettle and they can work through raising money through that kettle, where we have every hope and anticipation that we will smash what we raised last year through these types of efforts.
For the programming too, if I have a kid and I'm interested in what you offer for children, or I'm looking for a senior center that is open, or I'm looking for programming, what do we find at your website?
So you will find out what those programs are. You will find out how you can become a part of it. You can find out how to donate to those programs. We have it all listed there.
Hey, I hate to say it, 2-minute warning. Major, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, as someone who has been in this community for a while, and someone who has witnessed how the community has rallied around the work of the Salvation Army, I simply want to say to the community, thank you for allowing us to be your hands to the community. Often when we're in the lines, when we're serving people, and we'll have them tell us thank you. And I say to them, thank you, you're welcome. But I know that they're really not thanking me, that they are thanking our faithful donors and friends who make it possible for us to serve the community. And that is an honor and a privilege that I don't take lightly, nor does those who work at the Salvation Army. We are so grateful for the trust that's placed in our hands.
You provide so many services for the community, and it all comes down to this season now and the big campaign, Rescue Christmas. And for more information, just go to their website, saphilly.org. That's saphilly.org. You can also text the word kettle to 291-999. 291-999. Text kettle to that. You can make a donation. And when you see a kettle out there, whip out your cell phone and use that smartphone to make a donation through Apple or Google Pay. And if you got loose change, they'll take that too, and they'll take the bills, and they'll take the roundup at Walmart as well. But again, for more information about all the programming that they offer throughout the year, go to saphilly.org, the Salvation Army of Greater Philadelphia. Thank you to my guest today, Major Tawny Cowan Zander. She is Divisional Secretary for the Greater Philadelphia Salvation Army. Major, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It is always a pleasure.
You are always welcome back when we're not just rescuing Christmas, but come back and we're going to talk about the programming when it's not the holiday season. Thank you. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.